Okay, the Senate Resources Committee is called to order. It is Saturday, April the 19th, the last day of session, and I want to say a special thank you to my committee members who've made my quorum, President Stevens, Senator French, Senator Wilikowski, and myself, McGuire, and we do have two items on the agenda today. The first is House Bill 14, an act designating the Alaskan Malamute as the official Alaska state dog, and House Joint Resolution Number 27 relating to the sovereign powers of the state. And so we have Berta Gardner, Representative Gardner, here. And when we last left off, we were proposing an idea. This debate has been around, we can trace it back at least a decade, maybe longer, about the official Alaska state dog. We think the Polaris students came up with a good reason. People have argued for the Husky, and so the idea that I had was to have the Alaska Malamute as the official Alaska state dog, and to have the Alaskan Husky as Alaska's official sled dog. And I don't know if there are any other ideas on that point. Or should we just leave it?
It's all yours.
Do you have any?
Madam Chair, I have a bit of a conflict. I have both a Malamute mix and a Husky mix.
Which I think really perfectly exemplifies our dilemma.
Senator Stevens, yes or no? Should we amend it or just leave it?
The longer this takes, the more likely I'm going to leave.
Okay.
And I should add, Madam Chair, they both destroyed my car when they were puppies, so.
All right. Well, why don't we leave it? Let's just leave it. I won't amend it. We'll leave it. And so is there a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I would move that we move HB 14 out of committee along with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
Okay. Is there an objection to the motion? Okay. Hearing and seeing none, House Bill 14 has moved, unamended.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Members of the committee.
Thanks for all the work that your students did. Okay. Next, we have got a committee substitute to CS for House Joint Resolution Number 27. If I could get a motion to adopt that. Senator Wilikowski.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Okay, so we have version S in front of us. Do you want to explain the changes that were made in response to some concerns?
Sure. Madam Chairwoman, for the record, my name is Derek Miller, staff to Rep. Kelly, and we deleted a whereas clause from the previous version, and we believe that this alleviates some of the concerns that were brought up regarding to the reference of the federal government being an agent of the states. So I believe by deleting that, that ends some confusion and addresses some of the concerns, and the sponsor supports this compromise.
Okay, any discussion from the committee? Okay, hearing and seeing none, I'd entertain a motion. Senator Wilikowski.
I just wanted to ask Senator French if he has reviewed the CS.
I have reviewed it, and not only was a whereas clause removed from the first page, but a reference to the agent or the state's agent was removed from one of the resolved clauses through my interactions with the bill's the resolution sponsor, and so the concerns that I had have been addressed.
I would move, Madam Chair, that we move CS for House Joint Resolution Number 27 out of committee along with individual recommendations and zero fiscal note.
Okay, is there an objection to the motion? Okay, hearing and seeing none, then version S for CS for House Joint Resolution Number 27 with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes has moved out of committee. Thank you, and we're adjourned.